I think there is a way in which art itself is revolutionary. You know, just the act of going to a live music concert and standing in a room with a bunch of strangers, and hopefully, you know, people turn off the devices and like the music starts and people get kind of in tune with each other,
yeah.
sort of breathing in the same way. That act, the creative act and the act of sharing it, it creates like an expansion of the moment.
I'm Michael Sokol, and this is Same Wavelength, a podcast where I have conversations with artists about how they're making sense of our current moment and the ways they channel that energy into their creative work.
You know, a lot of people want music for an escape. A lot of people want music so that they don't have to think about reality. I guess that's how I hope to reel some people in with the danceability and the like just sheer joy and fun of the music. And then can it be this music that's enjoyable and then like, what? Huh?
What did she just say?
What is that? What is white centrality?
On each episode of Same Wavelength, I have a conversation with a different artist about the role of art and creativity during confusing times.
Puerto Rican artists are very important. Puerto Rican poets are very important. And because the island has never gotten its independence, there's this idea of the artwork and the poetry and the music really being like this foundation of like, this is our declaration of independence.
It's an exploration of humanity, politics, and society through the artist's lens.
I thought we had established the fact that I am not your Negro. And here I find 50 years later, we're raising the same argument. Seems to me I have a sense of deja vu, which is tragic.
You know, and that's where music is political. It is civil rights, punk rock plus Reagan. And that's when I realized, oh, everything that happens in this country is political. Everything.
The world seems to move, not like Einstein said, in constantly evolving, expanding.
But it's cyclical.
It's cyclical.
Yeah.
S-I-C-K-clical. Yeah.
Every American is political. You might think you're above it. You can't be. Because the fact that you can read is political. The fact that you live where you live is political.
I think that we all become better thinkers and kinder people when we have to explain to ourselves why we think what we think and why we do what we do.
The first season of Same Wavelength features conversations with
Anais Mitchell,
Meryl from Tune Yards,
Archie Shipp,
Linda from Hooray for the Riff Raff,
Henry Rollins,
Josh from Bread and Puppet Theater.
Join me, Michael Sokol, on Same Wavelength.